I'm not sure what to do about my brother. I mean, I know I don't actually have to do anything, but he wasn't what I expected. And it bothers me. It really bothers me a lot, if I'm honest. I'd always wanted an older sibling. Someone who was trustworthy and protective. And when I was much younger, who would want to play with me, spend time with me. They were silly dreams, and I should have known that Mama would never remarry, much less with someone who had kids of his own. Now, though, my dreams have finally come true. My biological daddy died, but that allowed my big brother to come home to me. He's kind, and he's funny. I haven't shared many secrets with him, but he seems trustworthy so far. He spent time with me already, just talking and asking questions. He listens so well. And he's interested in what I have to say and think. He even laughs at my silly jokes. He's also very easy on the eyes. I had trouble writing those words. My hand actually shook when I did. Mama told me that might happen. She said not to worry about it too much. But how is that even possible? My mind keeps going back to his hair, and the way his body shifts under his clothing, and even his forearms when he rolls up his sleeves. And then there are his eyes. They seem so similar to what I see in the mirror, but they're so much deeper. I'm sure they see right to the core of me. They see my sick desire, my unnatural love. I had a dream. I wasn't going to write it down, no matter what Mama says. I wanted to just forget it. No, that actually isn't true. I want to remember it. I want it to happen to me. I want it right now. I should really forget it, but I know I never will. If my brother only knew the effect that he had on me after such a short time, he'd hate me for it. Or he'd think I was just a harlot. I know how boys think, even the ones who seem nice. So, in my dream, I'm sleeping, yet not really. Usually I'm sleeping in my own bed, but sometimes it's the sofa downstairs, or even in Mama's big bed. I don't even want to think about what that means, if anything. I'm not really sleeping, though. I'm pretending. I'm like a tight little ball of tension, forcing myself to be limp and to keep my eyes closed. I want to open them and look around, but I know that if I did that, then he won't come by. He'll be disgusted with me and leave and never come back. And I get so sad when I think of that in the dream. I suppose I do now, too. I lie like that for a while, and I worry about what I look like. I'm wearing makeup to bed, which is just so weird, but I've also dressed nicely for him. I want him to want me so badly. But I can't just dress in lingerie. That would be too obvious. So instead, I wear a cut-off wife beater that's too small for me, and some booty shorts. I hear him then, coming into my room. I keep my eyes tightly shut, but I can feel the dim light from the hall. His breath speeds up, and I suppress a smile. He's definitely aroused by what he sees. He hesitates for a moment, and I can almost feel the battle that he's fighting inside. He's good. He doesn't want to touch his sleeping little sister. But I need him to. So badly. I make a noise, almost a moan, and shift slightly, allowing my legs to spread a tiny bit, and letting my shirt hitch up. I know that the crotch of my panties are tight and wet enough that he can make out the outline of my mons, and that the underside of one of my titties is showing, almost to the nipple. I am absolutely positive that underboob is a specific turn-on for my brother. I know this both in and out of my dream. And why would I know such a thing? What kind of horrible person am I? I hear him coming closer. He's approaching my bed, getting closer to me. His steps are quiet, even on the hardwood floor. I don't know if he knows that I'm awake, but he's like a predator, approaching his favorite prey, being careful not to scare her away. I wonder how many women have leaned down for him just like this. I want to ask him, even if the answer would make me sad. I think there are girls or ladies that I actually enjoy watching him fuck. He's close now. I can feel it. He sits down on my bed, slowly and gently. I can't help it. I shiver just a little bit. I'm so excited. I feel guilty and shameful and aroused and afraid. Then he gently strokes my hair, and I almost cry out. But it also relaxes me. I feel him push some tendrils of hair behind one of my ears, and is done with such tenderness that I nearly cry. He loves me. I know he does. He places his hand on my tummy, but he does it so slowly. I want to grab his hand, but I'm not sure whether I want to pull it up or push it further down. I want to suck on his fingers and show him what I'm willing to do for him. I want to make him want me as uncontrollably as I want him. And finally, he moves it up towards my tits. I'm breathing hard now. He still won't touch them, and now I'm getting frustrated. But he does lift my shirt up, exposing me. I feel my nipples grow hard in the cool air. He glides his hand over my left breast, cupping it gently. I'm close to having an orgasm, and I haven't even been touched. Not properly, or improperly. He squeezes me, and I shiver. Then he tweaks my nipple, and I moan. He laughs, is confident, low, even a bit sinister. I love it. I'm even more wet now. He leaves his hand there for a moment, and then takes it away. I worry that he's done, or that he's going to get up and leave. But he doesn't. I feel it then. His hot breath on my chest, and then my breast. And then his darling mouth closes on my nipple, and he begins to suck. I come right away. I come so hard just from that. I cry out his name, and my hands are suddenly entwined in his hair. I've given myself away now, but it doesn't matter. I've caught him. He's tasted me, and he needs more. The thought that he loves me the way that I love him makes me so happy that I can't properly express it. I feel his hand is on my belly again, but going lower. He stops sucking my nipple now, and I can tell that he's losing control. He kisses me all over my breasts, and I feel him biting me gently. His hand goes into my panties. He begins sucking on my other nipple, crushing it between his lips, and his hand glides down over my labia. Oh, God. Oh, sweet Jesus. My brother's fingers are sliding inside of me. I come again, and he says something to me, something so dirty. I don't remember what it was, only that it aroused me further. Yes, I tell him. Yes, that and more, brother. He's thumbing my clit now as he ruthlessly pumps his fingers inside of me. I can't believe how lucky I am to be the focus of his lust. I'll share him with other girls. I'll come to learn what he loves and how he loves it. I'll serve him every day. I love him, and I'm his, and my only purpose is to make him happy. I will do anything for him. He moves up then and kisses me on my lips, almost as an afterthought. His tongue and mine dance, and I submit to him. One hand on his beautiful face, and the other sliding down on the top of the shorts he wears to sleep. He's so hard, and the heat that his cock gives off is almost unbelievable. I feel as if I've been seared by it, branded. I thought that he had lost control before, but I suppose feeling his little sister's hand doing such things was just too much. He stands up suddenly, and I giggle. My laughter is cut short, though, by the look in his eyes. It's ravenous, and I feel a new rush of wetness as I instinctively part my legs further for him. I know what he wants, and I want it too. He takes his shirt off, and then his shorts. His body is exactly what I've always wanted in a man. His cock stands out, proud and ruthless, and I know that he won't be gentle with me. As if to confirm this, he pulls my panties down with such force that I can hear the seams tear. I cry out, but only with shock and want. I'm way beyond fear. I need you inside of me, I say, my voice quivering. His only response is a growl as he gets back on the bed, this time between my thighs. I feel the head of his magnificent cock pushing into me. I lock my legs around his, and I keep raising and spreading my legs for him. He thrusts into me slowly, but with insistent force. He won't stop, no matter what I do, and I never want him to. I want him to take his pleasure from me. I can't even describe how it feels to be mounted by my own kin, my brother. I'm more excited than I've ever been. I'm so fucking wet just writing down these words. I can feel him pushing inside of me. He feels so huge and hot. It's as if he's made of molten steel and he's penetrating me to my core. I feel myself falling more and more in love with him as he slides inside of me, and I feel whole for the first time in my entire life. I feel like I'm meant to be his doll, to fuck, to enjoy, and I love the idea. I can feel each thrust and stroke as if it happened, even though I know it didn't. Over and over again, he rams into me. He starts by exhaling with every thrust, but as he pistons, his breaths turn into grunts, and then moans, and then finally shouts. He's so excited, and I know that he's never been this aroused for anyone else, not even our mother. I wrap my legs around his waist. Come inside me, please. No sooner have I said the words than I feel his seed pumping into me, filling every crevice inside of me. I know beyond any shadow of a doubt that my womb is overflowing, and I come again so intensely that the world goes white. I black out, crying out my brother's name. Then I wake up, sweating, wet, and filled with the sick knowledge that I just came to a fantasy of my own brother. My sweet, tender, kind, good brother. I have no idea how I can imagine these things so clearly. I'm a virgin. I've never even been touched by a man, and only girls have ever touched my breasts. I'm pathetically innocent and afraid that any boy would be repulsed by how I look. I know how I compare to Mama and the girls at school. Would he even believe that I was a virgin if he read this? Or would he think I was just a dirty slut who allows men to paw at her and use her while she's sleeping? I don't know. I'm frightened at the answer. He's so kind to me. I need more from him, but I'm afraid of losing him now that he's finally in my life. What should I do? Can I ask Mama? Would she encourage me to seduce him? Would she share him with me? Perhaps I should let him read this. I could never ask it of him, but I could leave it out somewhere. Maybe he'll think that I dropped it. I bet if I left it open to the right page, he'd end up reading it. He wouldn't be able to help himself. And I hope that when he does, he'll want me as much as I want him.